This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now on Musical Space, Mark Foley says technology has caused us to lose an important part of our musical atmosphere.
Jukeboxes used to be cool. In the age of the 7-inch 45 record, bars and restaurants would rely on them to maintain the atmosphere and keep customers entertained. Singles were chosen to match the mood of the place. Each jukebox was a unique mixtape that defined the establishment as much as their burger baskets and fries. The songs had value because each single had to be thoroughly vetted before it was given one of the precious slots in the machine. Customers had the numbers of their favorite songs memorized. But retro jukeboxes are hard to find and impossible to maintain. Even the CD players are now on their way out, so they've been replaced by internet machines. Now, instead of buying you a physical connection with a historical artifact, your quarter investment gets you an MP3 download from a huge centralized database. Bar owners don't have a say in what's offered by the jukebox. One customer can subject the rest of them to any of a million songs. There's no context, no sense of place. This gets me thinking about a problem with music in general. Too many choices without context. A Patsy Cline tearjerker ballad like Sweet Dreams sounds incongruous through earbuds while jogging. But imagine the same song played on a jukebox in a lonely bar, the kind where they keep the Venetian blinds drawn so it's even dark in the afternoon, and then the song makes sense. So with jukeboxes, just like any music source, the medium is a big part of the message, and it's too bad that the message has lost its clarity. It almost goes without saying, but you shouldn't be able to play a Metallica song in a country bar. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
Of